All right.
Hi, mate. Just going to finish that conversation, just merging back in with Adam.
Okay, let me find the booth again, in which case, and lock my PC or just hide it.
Let me do that.
Okay, so it's just finding somewhere to live.
Yeah, yeah, I'm just trying to grab a meeting room or something.
Right. Back in. By the way.
I'm back.
Okay. Guys, basically, what do you think?
I kept pretty quiet in that because I thought it's best that Mehul and you talk it out. I very much think it's really, like, the rest of you, it's critical we assess what this injunction is going to cover. We need to be very certain of it because it's going to leave us very shortchanged if it, you know, because if it doesn't work.
In the worst case, it's a complete waste of money.
Yes, indeed. It's 50 grand down the drain, isn't it? So we need to think about the recourse of it quite carefully.
Waste of money and aggravate something. That's right, Nicky, sorry.
Yeah. I mean, what is it going to do? Is it going to mean all? Is all it's going to do based or going to stop? Yeah, is it going to stop a merger or stop somebody buying it? And that's it.
Well, the injunction is an interim injunction. An interim injunction is basically just a court looking at the information and saying, actually, hang on a second, this sounds like I've got to take immediate action to try and preserve what looks like justice at this point. Yeah?
Yeah. But then it's up to Batman to get back in and find Harry for the company, separate to the injunction, essentially, and look at what's gone on.
So then the injunction is literally stage one of a huge fucking legal thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to get at. It doesn't end there. That's the beginning of it.
Yeah, so basically look at the thing with Singh. We've got an injunction against Singh for basically looking like he's fraudulent in this room in the second action.
Yeah, looking like he's banged right, and we're having to pull out because it's not working.
Yeah. So basically, he's banged to rights on the. So we got an injunction on the basis of it's. Yeah, it looks like he's fucking banged to rights, like you say.
Yeah, and we're losing.
Because then they end up costing us money or whatever.
Because they haven't got any money to do any of the follow-on actions after the injunction.
Because Singh hasn't got any.
Catherine hasn't got any money to do the follow-up after this injunction. So if anything, if we want anything to happen, we're going to have to fund it again. And if we can't do that, what's the point of doing the injunction?
Yeah, no. Basically, we're wanting to. So basically, what two things will happen? One is that then we go talk to Harry and say that we've got all this evidence, will you settle? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But let's think, you know, and he goes, yeah, okay, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can barely hear with all this noise in the background, guys.
Yeah,
so, no.
Not me, for sure.
Yeah, I'm trying to move somewhere else. I'm on Wi-Fi. And we've got builders in. Is that better?
Why are you on Wi-Fi?
Because you ran me back and it was on Wi-Fi. Just flipped between the two because I was hanging up on another call and you're on call waiting on Wi-Fi.
No, I thought you were normal though.
No, I know, but I'm on Wi-Fi. If I've got someone on the normal phone line, I can pick up on someone else on the Wi-Fi line as well, and you can't turn on the Wi-Fi line.
Okay, well.
I was already on the phone. Anyway.
We end up in this. Basically, the injunction is the first action. Mm-hmm. It ends up basically putting a basically stops their plans for the next few days. Yeah. And then we're either in. We go talk to Harry, say, do you want to settle, or Harry and Schneider, do you want to settle? Yeah, one or the other, or just Harry. And they say, yeah, actually, I'm in the fucking shit here. I'll walk away, give me a salary, 100 grand a year. Yeah?
Mm.
Or whatever the number is. Or more likely, they go fuck yourself. I'm in bed with Schneider. And we're closer together. And
we've wasted
£50,000.
Well, and then we have to fight down the Unfair Prejudice Act. So then you've basically got to pursue a case all the way to court to, hang on a sec, to basically show the court what Harry's done is unfair prejudice. The injunction would also show, if it does what we're asking it to do, it would also say, yes, you're entitled to use this documentation that you've obtained from the PC and surveillance. Yeah, hang on. Yeah.
So what happens to live court business over that period? So we've got the injunction, say Harry doesn't want to settle, and we're going down the court route under prejudice. What is going on? Who's running the business?
Well, then I guess the business would probably, you know, he puts the business into insolvency, or tries to, or someone does, because ultimately it probably won't be able to pay its bills now, And then the insolvency practitioner would take action against Harry for using the insolvency service, which would be where they have the right to pursue directors from this season.
Okay, because just whilst that's all going on, what happens to Live Court? Can Sonny still get his hands on it?
No, because it's injuncted, so he's not allowed to change the structure of it.
Okay, so that means, so it's status quo kept, it's just there,
Well, no, I don't know. This is the thing. So, hence, we end up in this situation like the Ranbir case, you know.
But if they won't be able to operate, then that's taking a competitor away from us.
Well, they will be able to operate per se. The injunction would ring fence. It would just stop dissolution of assets. It wouldn't stop them practicing business. Because at the end of the day, the injunction isn't saying how it's wrong. It's just saying something looks weird. We're going to find out what it is.
Yeah, we're going to keep the status quo.
You know, so he'll still run the business as normal. But he won't be able to divest any assets now. If he wins, or the Petmans don't win the case, or, I mean, what are they trying to win? Are they trying to just get back in with the status quo or get Harry out? And that's the fight they're going to have.
Well, that's
once
the thing. I feel like the injunction should say it's blatantly obvious before it's happening. Harry should be removed from office.
Is the injunction capable of doing that, though? That's the other thing. Because you're not allowed to use all that evidence. No, I didn't at all. I got the impression the best we could hope for was to stop the assets being shifted.
So I feel like we should ring the authorities today and say, look, we've got concerns that it's fraud. We spent £15,000 in with four barristers yesterday, told us potentially to go and get an interim injunction, but we don't think we can fight this case. How do we go about getting to the authorities to take action?
If we go down that route, will we be able to, after that injunction through the authorities, are we still able to use the evidence that has been obtained through the Petmans?
Well, I think yes. So what I'm saying, basically, I don't know. I've not been down this road before, but my view is that if we, is that basically if we go get the injunction, the injunction says yes, you can use that evidence. We've already had, and even just for this alone with Brian and Neil, it was worth it yesterday to get the opinion that those are, you know, Heather Petman's not committed a criminal act by obtaining that information.
Jack, but they didn't feel that they wanted, I got the impression no one wanted to even try and use that information as part of the injunction. I got the impression that they were trying to get the injunction through
and
not using that.
And to ask the use of that information.
The idea was to use the public domain info to get the injunction, and then you can use the information after the injunction is there.
Yeah.
No, so you basically, in the injunction, you're saying, can you please demand that can the court order that the status quo is retained whilst investigations happen? Can the court order that the information that's being obtained by the director or by the believed, well, by the director, as listed at Companies House, can she please use the information that she's obtained given these are the circumstances? We've met with a criminal lawyer. They said there's no criminal offence being obtained, and she's actually acted in her fiduciary duty to do so.
Yeah, I generally agree with that.
And then if the court at that point says, yes, you can use that information. Brian said that no criminal activity has been committed. Yeah.
Well, then it just comes down to the investigation. I mean, what happens in that process? Who does the investigating? You're going to have to pay someone to do it.
What investigation?
To see what's going on in the company.
Well, then it would become, yeah, so then it would become an act over the next year, yeah?
Because hurry a lawyer up.
Well, no, this is the thing. So if Schneider backs him, it will, yeah?
Yeah.
So hurry a lawyer up. Schneider or...
Or defend himself either way.
Or... Some, or well, Harry will either try and defend it or Schneider will finance it, yeah?
Yeah.
Now, I have a feeling on which way that will go. What do you think?
Well, I think Schneider will look at it initially and maybe throw some money out and see what happens. And then play it by ear, probably.
Okay, what do you think, Jason?
I get the feeling that Sonny will definitely fund it, but he won't put any money until... There'll be, if we get it in early, like, you know, there is going to be a few days where he won't be able to put money in, but ultimately that's not going to stop him, is it? Because once we get the injunction, it's not going to stop Sonny against his non-competes, is it? Come the 14th, 15th, and he'll start bankrolling it from then, you know, and they won't need the money, will they, till that next week afterwards. You know, a few days ain't going to matter. And I do think, like Adam says, he'll see where it goes because there will be a cut-off point for him. He won't want to drag himself into this mess too much. He'll have a punt at it.
Okay, so I believe more that he will fund it, like you've just said, Jason. He'll fund it.
Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah. Because of the non-compete time.
I think the extent to which he will fund it and fight is far further than Adam implies. I think he will only pull away potentially... because he's effectively giving up, saying, I've lost.
Yeah.
Once he sees things like the FBI and all that kind of jazz coming knocking on his
at
door.
At that point, that's when we go to the authorities, I think, and we put the bribery allegation against Sonny and Matt Chung, you know, the Sonny Matt Chung bribery allegation.
Yeah.
And then that will fuck him over.
To rely on the authorities, though, to be honest, mate, because I don't think we can assume that they're going to pull us out of this, i.e., take the baton from us and pursue Sonny. They might do, but they well might not as well.
Can we,
you know what I mean?
Can
so
we go to the authorities?
Need to have a plan if they don't work.
Yeah. Can we go to the authorities, see where it goes, and based on what they do, if they don't do much, then surely we can still take private criminal action afterwards, after they've done their sort of initial findings, and take it further from there.
It could do, but there would be no point, mate, if they're not finding enough information.
No, but it gives us time to build up some cash, and it gives us some time to be from that. We'll have some feedback as to you know, the likelihood of stuff, what's strong and weak, just from having that initial investigation.
No, I mean, all I can see at the moment is it's just looking really messy. Plan for fighting Sonny, fighting Harry. And just build up cash to spend on lawyers. It just doesn't make sense in my head, potentially. I mean, because it's all well and good keeping the company going, but if we're only keeping it going to spend all the money on lawyers, it's kind of pointless, isn't it? You might as well pack up and do something else. Do you know what I mean? I'm not being overly negative. I'm trying not to sound overly negative. I know it does a bit. But I think we've got to try and think of a solution that doesn't go down in the courts forever. It's too much hard work, this is.
The other option is we don't do anything, yeah?
Just see what he fucking does.
and just keep, like, you know, Heather keeps working in the background trying to correct it or whatever, yeah? And we...
Once he starts sending his confirmation letters and all those things to the company's house and actions like that and saying he's done this, he's done that wrong.
So what about just going to the authorities on everything?
I very much am leaning towards that now, just to go to the authorities. But I do think we may be worth getting the injunction and then...
But if we get the injunction, we likely expose the intel we're getting.
But Surely the injunction allows us, as I understood it earlier, that we get that injunction and it doesn't raise anything. We don't send anything to them, et cetera, et cetera. And then that frees,
well,
that stops.
If they order it for the future investigation, they may, it may then be forced to come out of the information. As before.
I mean, if you go forward with a disinjunction, you're kicking off a fight. That's basically what you're doing.
Mm.
And we're kicking off a fight ultimately with Sonny. And we've already got a fight with Sonny with Singh.
We've got to ask ourselves, what's the bigger fight?
Which we can barely afford.
What's the bigger fight here, Sonny or LiveScorp? And I think in reality, we tackle the LiveScorp thing now because that ties in with Sonny, and we can always deal with like other bits of Sonny at much later date.
When I say fighting Sonny, I'm talking about LiveScorp.
We will be fighting him.
I'm saying even if his name's not on the tin today, you know, it is him.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we've got no guarantee that we will, but we are, effectively, we're certain of it, aren't we, internally? I mean...
Come on, mate, you know the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's gagging at the fucking bit. He's mm-hmm. the 14th, and look at him, he can't wait to do this deal.
Yeah, yeah, he's everywhere, isn't he? The thing is, if we don't do anything now, it's only going to make him stronger. We are in a strong position in terms of what we know, and we are able to do something before he is officially allowed to. So I just kind of think like this is the window where if we're going to act, we have to act, and I think really we should have a good stab at it.
Well, no, it will help us more acting now. The Patmans still would have Harry would still have a case to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Even more so if he sold the assets on, in a way, because he's stolen them and sold them and profited from them. Now, the Patmans probably wouldn't make that much difference to a point. It would to us because the assets are gone and the company's bought and we've got a competitor that it's, you know, going to do whatever they're going to do.
But we lose control. What about
not going down the, we should have talked about this yesterday, what about not going down the civil procedure, and approaching Brian for, you know, how do we take action for fraud against Harry Daniels? You know, if I had a summons appear on my fucking doorstep, that would scare me more than Mel coming to me and saying, we've got this on you.
Yes. I don't know about this bargaining chip with Mehul. I just think it's light. It exposes our game plan. If we're going to get the injunction, we need to be as powerful as we can. We're spending good money on this. We should just go full force and just take them out.
That's not getting the injunction that I'm concerned about.
But even if we
get
exactly. I agree, Adam. So basically, mate, it's not the point. We get the injunction, all fucking guns blazing. Yeah? Then what?
We can't afford to do anything else in the then what scenario. That's the problem.
We can run it over the course of 2-3 years. But, you know, what do you think Schneider's going to do? I mean, I honestly think Schneider will probably file 3 cases from the 15th of September against us.
And
might do that anyway. There's an argument for the injunction, I suppose. But, or not, and just...
No, there is. There is an argument for that. From my point of view, personally, I can see an argument for going after, you know, filing the whole case as corruption and conspiracy and everything. Because ultimately, then you're issuing that case.
But you're killing all the companies, and we can survive that.
Well, no, because you're just putting it all into one bucket.
No, I know, but financially, we can survive that.
We can, because it's one case. It's no different than lots of cases. So basically, it would be us versus, as they said yesterday, it would be the shareholders of Ram, the shareholders of the Petmans, against Schneider, Raj, Chance, and Harry.
It definitely needs to be one case because I think it needs to be looked at in one unit to make it, because it's so interconnected, you know, to deal with it in isolation, you're going to end up bringing in all the others, aren't you? Do you know what I mean? If you deal with Raj and Chance, you can't deal with that without looking at the sunny side of things. If you look at life score, bringing sunny in either way, so we might as well fight it all as one.
That just takes us away from where we were yesterday, like as in like going down the Petman route.
I don't know. I can't see a positive outcome, I'll be honest.
Out of all of this?
Yeah.
Out of all of it?
Well, I can see a potentially positive outcome, maybe for the Petmans. If they're lucky, they may get a settlement from Harry. I think that's what he might do. He might just chuck them some money in the end. Or offer to chuck them some money and defuse the whole scenario. If, you know, they get an injunction potentially.
Yeah, and he may even offer to buy us, as I've said.
Mm-hmm. But I just, if there's a core battle happening, I just think some of the evidence, as we've learned to our detriment with Ranveer, is never as clear-cut as it feels it is before you get into a court environment.
Well, mate, it's like if you've seen things with other people's families, like my mum and dad, you know, they fucking thought they were actually banged to rights for stolen from, and they'd had to walk away from that case for the same similar reasons.
Yeah,
you
exactly, know, and I can see that happening to us.
And then what was the next thing? I mean, I feel like the only option is criminal, mate, to make anything happen, and criminal seems to be significantly cheaper.
Yeah, yeah. This is what I mean, full force.
You know,
criminal.
$100,000 instead of $300,000-$400,000.
And it's not about money for us, so why? Yeah, I think it's got to be criminal for that reason. There's no financial gain for us, and also I guess it looks better if it is criminal because it doesn't look like we're doing it for the money either, or even the Petmans or anyone. It isn't about money; it's about what's morally right.
Well, you could take a fraud action, private prosecution, fraud action against. A private prosecution fraud action against Harry Petman's could, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then that's not like an injunction type route to stop this happening.
No, the injunction, he could just do the injunction and then do that. And then I think.
Can you though? Because the injunction is obviously.
The injunction is part of the civil case potentially and then you're acting criminally.
That's
my question. You can't go injunction to stop this and then go criminal without following through with what you were aiming for with the injunction.
Look, at the end of the day, my view is in the civil courts, I feel like we're getting our arses handed to us here.
Well, and I think because of the nature of what we're going after, we're always going to be liable to have that happen.
It's not a bigger pot of money.
Yeah.
So then,
and it's not
the only way we have a chance of winning is authority, is all criminal.
Or manipulating a situation such that they accept some sort of
criminal
deal.
Criminal is more important. It's cheaper, and it's probably a stronger weapon for us.
Mm-hmm.
But it does raise the stakes somewhat.
And we've got nothing to, like, from our side, what have we done wrong criminally? Nothing. So, I think it
well, that's
doesn't positive. Really matter.
On the misuse of fucking computer apps or whatever it's, you know.
But even Brian said no to that, didn't he, effectively? It's fine as long as it's Heather. And I don't think that's, I can't see that being a big issue. So, ultimately, I don't think that the downside, if we go criminal, is a lot less, isn't it? Whereas if we go civil, we have got this, you know, we don't want to repeat of Ranveer, basically. Although the other side of it is, Harry is going to shit himself, isn't he? Compared to Ranveer, he is going to genuinely shit himself. The only person who isn't is Sonny. And, and it
then talking about criminal or civil.
Regardless of whether we do criminal or civil, Harry will probably shit himself. Sonny won't shit himself if it's civil, will he? So we need to, for that reason, again, going criminal to get them both to effectively shit themselves is important. Because this is all boils back down to Sonny. So as we've always said, like if we're dealing with Sonny, it's got to be criminal. There's no way around it.
I can't see what we can really get Sonny on criminally. I don't doubt that he's got his fingers in pies all over the shop. But you know, I can't see how cut and dried it is with Sonny.
The bribery thing, I think, is pretty cut and dry.
I think it's pretty cut and dry as well.
I think the bribery thing is quite a powerful thing. We should get an assessment on that.
With Matt Young?
Yeah, I think that's quite clear. He offered to bribe.
But in the court, Matt Young is a thief. Who will say anything?
I'm playing devil's advocate here, by the way.
I mean,
it's never cut and dry. Like Brian said, it's always going to be some grey.
I think
we've got a good shot criminal against Sonny, but I do agree it's not a slam dunk.
And also, we're not going to know whether we've got a good shot to lay it down the line, so it's not changing what we do now. We're going to make a decision about what we do now. Because to prep a criminal action and to decide what we've got to get the evidence together, we've got to get that in front of someone who knows what they're talking about. We've got to spend another 10 grand on Brian to prep it. If you think there's a case,
we've got to protect our cash flow. Yeah, we've got to protect our cash cow, which is the business, right?
Yeah.
To do that, we've got to protect and keep retain clients. To do that, we've got to stop Life School being able to offer a comparative service at a reduced price or for free.
Well, the only way to do that is injunction, but then that's a big cash out. And how long will that injunction last for? And what will we ask to do after that? And what will it bring to the table with regards to repercussions? All of which I suppose we don't know.
I see that.
Well, part of which we don't know. I mean, it might not bring many. Repercussions if it purely looks like the Petman's Mehul has a chat with him and he's the one doing it all. You've semi-retired, for want of a better word. And Mehul's having a punt, seeing what can make of it.
Yeah.
You know, Stuart came to him, Mehul saw an opportunity, 50 grand punt. He might get half a decent business. I don't know. There's enough grey there to not necessarily bring iron just based on them thinking it's you.
Shall we go away, come back in half an hour?
I've got green tea in an hour. But yeah, I think what we should, almost what we need here is a decision tree to sort of say, right, injunction, no injunction, and weigh out probabilities and risks, map it out.
I think George, can you have either a chat or an email, probably a chat might be better, with David, just say, once we get this injunction, what's the next, what could happen, you know, are they going to overturn it in 3 days? Do we have to then follow up with an investigation funded by ourselves? What can we ask to be done? Or how do these things work? Because we're not necessarily saying he's done anything wrong with regards to selling stuff out from under them yet. He is attempting to do something wrong. So we want to stop that and get Heather back in. And is that our end game? Just have him, Heather and him still in charge, or then they're going to fight it out for ownership of the company?
Well, I guess the good thing about an injunction is it would stop him being able to just willy-nilly wind up moving the Shiner.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that, I mean, that's time critical, isn't it, effectively?
But then we need to see, what are the chances of getting it, I suppose, as well. Because we're all under the assumption that the injunction will happen.
Well, when it doesn't happen. Yeah, also, if it doesn't happen, do they get alerted that we tried?
I don't know, actually. It's a good question.
Thank you.
But it will be the Petmans, not us.
I mean, it does come back to, it's an age-old saying, the only people that win are the fucking accountants and lawyers.
That's why it comes.
He's goading us into,
he wants us to kill ourselves almost.
Yeah, our fucking legacies, yeah.
And we will do this. We will kill ourselves.
potentially.
I agree. I think we're already nearly there, mate.
Yeah.
Ditto.
Well, we've already killed one company, haven't we? I mean, it had to be killed anyway, but essentially.
But then if we don't stop them getting in bed together, they'll kill the company on Friday.
Well, yeah, they may well do, but is it better to kill ourselves trying, or I suppose maybe, or just lose out in an economic business battle?
I don't think it'll be an economic one, mate. They'll be fucking killing us very quickly, I think.
No, when I say economic, I meant it more like, as in just on the terms of business, if they want to undersell us to kill our, to stop us being profitable, that we can't survive any longer. I suppose that's what businesses do to each other.
Yeah.
It's just annoying that it's fucking sunny.
Well, we can also go to the Monopoly for Mercy Committee or whatever it's fucking called these days and say, look, he's basically trying to do it to become a monopoly.
You know, or we can get a merger with a provider.
Yeah, but we're right now, mate. They're going to be, you know,
I don't mean this second. I mean, like, you know.
But we're out of time. That's not the decision for today, is it?
No, I'm saying if we just went ahead on the business front and not didn't cut all the lawyers off.
I mean, even Brian said yesterday, it's only going to get more expensive.
Yeah, I know.
You know, he's the one I feel gives us the most honest view.
I know. I just sense in the room we're in a position where we can't really do what we can't afford to do what we want to do, but we almost can't afford not to do it. And it's for different reasons, obviously. But sometimes doing something because you don't see another option isn't necessarily the best plan. Sometimes just doing nothing. Or not nothing, but you know what I mean. I don't know, mate. I don't know. I just... The thing is, it's not going to take them very much to push us over the edge if we get fucking neck deep in another financial battle. A legal financial battle.
No, I mean, Mehul and us can put the money in. You know, we can fund it.
I think if we do nothing, Sonny's plan ultimately rolls out as he envisages it, doesn't it? And that is a scary thought in itself, I find. Whereas, at least if we...
Yeah, I do agree with that. I tend to take decisions based on a shiny want something, do the opposite.
And if, at least if we have a pump now, because I don't think Sonny really knows that we know what we know.
But the problem is, both sides Sonny wants here. Both sides, he wants us to get into legal battles. He'll be achieving that, yeah?
Yeah.
He wants us. Although, hang on a second. Not us.
No, he won't see us, will he?
No, not us. This is the Petman statement legal.
Yeah,
So, there is an argument, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That the Petmans should pursue this matter.
Yeah.
If they go forward, yeah?
And if they have to pull it for cash reasons in 4 weeks or 6 weeks' time.
It's them like we are in the Singh matter.
Yeah, there is, you know, they can do what they need to do. Obviously, it's bought us some 6 weeks of seeing what's going on. And is that going to help us? What are we going to do with that time? Is it going to give us any options, I suppose? They may.
Basically, authorities.
Yeah. Or Mehul can work something with Harry. Maybe.
So sounding at this point, like, they go for the injunction, we don't disclose the PC, but say we've seen evidence of XYZ, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. The Petmans say, crack on.
You might not be the only people that have got mould in your organisation.
The Petmans bring the action.
Yeah.
Bring the injunction. Off the back of that, obviously Mehul's there. Confidant, stroke, initial funder. He maybe has a chat with Harry or whatever.
Offers Harry a way out. Yeah.
If that all doesn't work and we get a load of legal shit back, Petmans get a load of legal challenges back in their face. And the builder.
Well, then we make a decision then. But
well, then they say they can't afford it. We're going to have to present all the information we've got to the authorities.
Yeah.
and then they don't follow civil, but they still write to company's house complaining about this, complaining about how his conduct,
as,
how he's...
As can we. And remember, this action is being brought by Heather for breach of fiduciary duty and fraud.
Yeah, if you make enough noise, things get done sometimes.
Yeah, and I think you've got to start throwing some fucking grenades.
I think Heather's got to start writing to company's house now, almost, as well, getting that amended.
Start because it's sales targets with ours. They write out to their clients. Heather does, saying, "I'm sorry, but we are currently."
I'm at 50%, 48%. Yeah, exactly.
That's a cheap way around it.
I'm concerned there's been embargoes front running.
You know, there's lots of non-expensive options here.
Yeah, yeah.
That can be done alongside the initial outlay for the.
Definitely,
that we do need to start doing.
And those things have no blowback, do they? Really? Well, they have some blowback, but I mean, there's very little blowback.
Heather has to be careful what she says as a director. She has to be careful how she words things and what she says to customers. She doesn't want to destabilise her own company.
I think we need to start taking this forward as a business stuff and doing stuff ourselves rather than relying on the lawyers and directors, because I feel like we're 600 grand down and we're still fucking, we're in a worse position than we were at the beginning of the 600 grand.
No, I know.
Yeah.
And all the time we've wasted.
I think the other side, the positive side of it, you know, yes, we are down a lot, but we have extreme, like, we are full transparency as to what is happening in the background. If we didn't spend that 600 grand, we would be completely in the dark as to what was around the corner. We do know exactly what's happening. We know exactly what the other side's game plan is, and information is power.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll see. George, can you get something today quickly-ish? I know you've got to kind of word what you need to word, but just like bullet points on thought on what the outcome are and what we expect or what the payment should expect.
So I'd like to say, here's what we want, here's what we have, but it works out and confirms to be the case.
Yeah, yeah, and if not, why?
And also, why don't the gauges go back on that? Well,
yeah. So, and then we'll just have to make a decision.
I might ring Gilly as well and say, Gilly, look, you know, we're going to lose this if we keep fighting it in a private matter.
Yeah, it's non-sustainable.
You know, how do we get this to the authorities to get them to take action? You know, I mean, the other thing is, you know, we've got to start using what we've got, Nigel Farage, you know, through Stuart. We've got to start getting, I think we've got to start talking to the press. I, you know, whatever, mate. At this point, we're probably going to lose if we carry on this way.
Yeah.
No, we definitely are.
Even if we were to lose,
it'll strangle us.
The other,
and if you look at Schneider doesn't exist anywhere on the web. He's undercover.
No.
The first thing he wants is to suddenly come across the parapet.
I mean, the other side of it is, you know, rather than Heather go directly to clients and stuff, maybe we should just have something just get leaked out anonymously that doesn't go back to the department.
There's nothing wrong with a director writing out to clients and saying, I have huge concerns about this, and this.
Okay. As long as it's not going to be an issue for her, I'm just thinking for her own sort of sanity.
It's like saying you would have said it's grey area getting the PC stuff. But we've got to start, you know, like doing the things that we can do for free.
Yeah.
You know, even if Heather writes out what she's doing, she's saying, I'm concerned about things that are happening. She's not lying.
But what would she be hoping to get out of that by writing to a client? What is she hoping? That they will stop the subscription, that they will what? Like, what's her out?
Well, you have to come up with something like...
I think it would scare some clients, big clients who are embedded in
Nigel. That would be the side effect.
Yeah.
But the reason for doing it would be something like, do you have any information related to this source?
Clients who are getting information minkily would be shit scared. So that would cut off some big clients. It could cut off some big clients if they're getting underhand information, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, all their big payments.
But also to protect the business, she's also protecting the business against cases for damages. She's saying if you have concerns about this as a client, you should cease to use our service today. Mm-hmm. Say, for example, I'm Citibank and I'm receiving front running information, but I didn't know it was and I was using it. Yeah,
you can sue the provider.
FCA for fucking hundreds of millions.
I do get that.
You didn't, you just said
no. Why
would
you
say that? Yeah, like we finally got to where you were going to, but it's just, you know, I didn't know what the plan was with regards to her writing to clients, and yeah. We know that one option.
Worked
out,
thank you.
No, but then she's the writing to her
own,
so that's all I'm worried about.
Yeah. Anyway, that's by the by, that's not for chat now, is it? That can be,
that
can be sorted, can be chatted to her about stuff like that.
PC stuff, you know, there's an argument that she's breached privacy and computer act, but on the flip side, there's argument that she's done it to try and uncover a fraud, which is obliged to be nice and duty.
The reality of it is the CMA is generally not reviewed as a law unless it's very one-sided, and this is not one-sided. The CMA it generally doesn't have teeth in much greyer areas like this, so I don't think they would pursue that. The CMA, Computer Misuse Act. And if you look at the worst case scenario, look at the Canoe Man and the, I think it was the Telegraph or the Times or one of the Murdoch papers, there was a case where there was corporate spying and the editors got nothing out of it. Hang on guys, we're going to have to move. Just give me a couple of seconds.
Guys, listen, I understand what you're about to say, Jason, it's fine. Listen, let me go get this thing off today, okay?
Get this to David, mate, and then we've got something to work with.
All right, hang on, I'm here.